Hello, this is Jason Hilterbrand hosting The Hit List on Millennium Grown Broadcast Network. On today's show, we will be speaking with those involved in the Cannonball Run event, traveling from California to Washington, D.C. We will be reviewing its schedule and purpose, and while having a little fun discussing related topics and all the guests. To start, I want to do a basic overview of the Cannonball, go over their schedule, and then intro our guests. The Cannonball started on 10/17 in Los Angeles, California. It's traveled to Las Vegas, Nevada. It has further traveled to Salt Lake City, Utah. It's currently in Denver, Colorado. They're doing a cook-off up there today. We're going to have some guests on that are going to talk to us about what's been going on there. It will continue to Phoenix, Arizona on the 27th. Then it will go to Nashville, Tennessee on the 30th of November. It will continue to Spring Hope, North Carolina, 11/3 and 11/4. That will be on November. Charlottesville, Virginia on 11/6 through the 8th. Then on to Pennsylvania. Philadelphia, to be exact, on the 9th of November, and then finish up on the 11th of November in Washington, D.C. Kind of the overview of it is the veterans are making a run. You know, they've been prescribed opiates and different medications for years, trying to suppress different disorders, and they're trying to make a life-changing event through this run with the ultimate goal of getting cannabis legalized throughout the United States so that they will have a complete, healthy, and natural substance available to them for the treatment of their various disorders. Forgive me, folks. I'm kind of reviewing stuff here. Kind of read over their basic mission here. Number one, this whole deal is sponsored by Magical Butter and Weed for Warriors. They're coordinating a cross-country education campaign to raise awareness of a bright hope for military veterans facing ongoing medical challenges. Many veterans, report experiencing relief from natural cannabis medicine that surpasses the current approach used by the Veterans Health Administration to address their various issues, while avoiding the dangerous side effects common to pharmaceuticals. Cannabis is safe, effective, and a medical option that is growing in mainstream acceptance near everywhere but the VA. Dr. Raphael, forgive my mispronunciation, McCollum, the eminent biochemist who discovered THC in our internal cannabinoid system, agrees that therapeutic cannabis provides a significant improvement in quality of life, both for those suffering from PTSD and for their family and friends. That's a quote, folks. The good news doesn't stop there. While whole cannabis is alone very effective for symptomatic relief, Dr. McCollum notes it could even be enhanced to the level of PTSD cure by a new type of FAAH inhibitor, a substance that prevents cannabinoid molecules from being split apart. These agents together act together to help with memory extinction or normal brain function so that former triggers no longer cause traumatic responses. Unshackled the patient's quality of life is to soar. Furthermore, many civilian doctors are discovering that patients can do without some or all of their toxic addictive medications for pain and trauma if they have access to cannabis. Yet every day, veterans are denied full access to the federal health system. They cannot have a doctor's prescription for cannabis medicine filled, though they can easily obtain addictive opiates like OxyContin and hydrocodone. And due to the gag order placed on the VA, veterans and their doctors are precluded from even discussing the cannabis therapy. After all they sacrificed for us so we can be free to live our lives, the least we can do is show them compassion and support their access to a natural medicine they need so they can be free to live theirs. Our military men and women have earned the right to the relief this medication brings. The law is changing across the land. The time is to act now. Some of the further sponsors for this event are the Orange County Normal, thefarmbonds.com, veteransforcannabis.org, Patients Out of Time, Veterans Medical Cannabis Access, nextcannabis.com, American Cannabis Nurses Association, the Veterans for Compassionate Care, CanSafe Analytics, Cincy Chew, Hemp Inc., Emerald Growers Association, Global Broadcasting Network, Time for Hemp, House of Jane, Nugshot, and Green Tech Industries. If you want to sign up for updates, just look up the Cannonball Run 2015. Go to the bottom. There's a place where you enter your name and email, and you can get all the updates on this run from California to Washington, D.C. Now, here in just a little bit, folks, we're going to have folks on from the cook-off in Denver. They're going to be letting us know what's going on at the event there. We're going to have multiple hosts from our network, including Amy Dawn Berlin Hildebrand, my wonderful wife, owner and co-executive producer. We're going to have Wendy Turner, I believe, is there. We should have Sean Kernman from Weed for Warriors, as well as several other representatives of the Cannonball Run. Looking over their event schedule. They've already stopped in Salt Lake City, Utah. Then here in Denver, they're going to backtrack a little bit to Flagstaff, Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona. They're going to march from the state capitol building. then they're going to go to the Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo. They're going to have an aerial flyover with paragliders and rides for the vets. Okay. Then they're going to go from there to Nashville, Tennessee on the 30th. They've got boxers and boots and a 5K run in the Centennial Park. Going to have a musical performance by Greta Gaines, guest speakers on Veterans Health Affairs. From there, they're going to go to Spring Hope, North Carolina, be there on the 3rd and the 4th of November. They're going to do a tour of Hemp Inc.'s processing facility, which is the nation's largest hemp processing plant. Now, folks, hemp is different than marijuana. For those of y'all who aren't aware, hemp is, I know here in Colorado, is defined as anything as less than 0.03% of THC, which is 0.3. Okay? Then they're going to have a Hemp's Vital Economic Role Revealed conference. Okay? Then they're going to go from there to Charlottesville, Virginia, be there on November 6th to the 8th, which is 2015. And then they're going to have the 2015 Virginia Film Festival. They're going to do celebrated cannabis physician activists will be a guest speaker. The patients speak on success, which will be the veterans of cannabis, so that everybody there can understand what's going on. They're going to go from there to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania on the 9th of November. They're going to join the Veterans Day Parade there, which is the first ever in Philadelphia. And then from there, they're going to go on to Washington, D.C. on November 11th. They're going to meet at the VA headquarters. They're going to march down Pennsylvania Avenue. And then they're going to do a final pill bottle display at the White House gates. So anybody that can be there, we would welcome you to do so. Join the veterans and their families and the convoy and support all of our troops. Okay, for those of you who are not familiar, 22 of our veterans a day commit suicide for one reason or the other. The bottom line is, it shouldn't be happening. I mean, we've got the ability out there to treat them in other ways outside of the opiates and so on and so forth. They self-medicate with alcohol. They do what they've got to do to try to get by. You know, we should be doing more to support our veterans and provide them with a more natural way of healing. You know, just here in Colorado, the state, even though it's legal for medical and recreational use, the state has denied PTSD as a cannabis therapy. So the veterans are kind of reeling. There's a lot of them here. Colorado has a large military population or former military population. You know, and they've been unable, now they're going to be unable to access their medicine via the medical arena. Now, what people don't understand is with the denial of that, it forces them to buy it on a recreational basis. The Cannonball Run is specifically so that they can gain recognition and get this written as a legitimate treatment for the PTSD, among other things. When you have pain and you've seen the things that these gentlemen and ladies have seen, you just want to gain a treatment that will help you through on a daily basis. they've been denied that. So, with that said, we're looking for any area and way to help them find an avenue to get the medicine that they need, that is an all-natural medicine, comes from a plant, and has been denied. So that's what the Cannonball Run is all about, just simply trying to spread the message and get the information out there so that people can educate and understand what's going on. Bear with me, folks. We're going to take a little break here, and I'll be right back. Thank you. All right, back again with you, folks. This is host Jason Hildebrand from the Millennium Grown Broadcast Network. We're covering the Cannonball Run, which has traveled so far from Los Angeles, California to Denver, Colorado. They're having a cook-off there with Joey Galino from Magical Butter and Chef Nugs Kavanaugh, Christopher Kavanaugh from Hollywood. They are being aired on satellite radio station Sirius XM 42 with a panel of judges, including popular cannabis industry personalities, including our own Amy Hildebrand and Wendy Turner. This event is being aired live. Speakers sharing the experience with PTSD and how cannabis therapy is helping them, and attorney Robert Hoban of Hoban and Piola LLC, the law firm suing the state of Colorado for the decision to exclude PTSD as a qualifying condition for medical cannabis, will be a featured speaker. So if you're not doing anything tonight, folks, go find them. Just look up the, go to the, you know, do a search for the Cannonball Run, and it'll tell you where they're at. Let's see, we'll do a shout out here for this. For the Denver event. Bear with me, folks. I apologize. All right, folks, to get tickets to this, look up the Cannonball Run Infused Cook-Off. It'll say get tickets, or you can contact the Cannabis Network Radio and SiriusXM 420, 9975 East Colfax, Colorado. All right, folks, once again, this is Jason Hilterbrand on Millennium Grown Broadcast Network. We seem to be having some technical difficulties with getting the guests here on the air, so I'll continue on. Once again, we talked about how 22 veterans a day are committing suicide. I think every one of us have somebody that we know or a family member that is a veteran. And the most important thing is to get them the help that they need. Now, that comes in many forms, including counseling and just having somebody to love and support them. But this, the Cannonball Run, which we're speaking about tonight, simply is about getting them medical treatment that is natural, comes from a plant, specifically cannabis. There are many ways for them to take this, including creams and salves, and as well as vaping, and you know, many different ways that they can use it. Each individual is different, so the way that they medicate and or treat may help one and not the other, and so on. So the important thing is to give them access to it. When doing that, you know, even in legal states, such as where we're from, Colorado, if they are prohibited from that in some way, then they have to, number one, find a proper and affordable way to do it. We talked about earlier how the VA, they are under a gag order, a restraining order, to stop them from speaking about this, which that comes from the federal government. Number one, the first thing that needs to happen is descheduling this from a Schedule 1 to at least a Schedule 2. The people in power in Washington and amongst us, I mean, they are elected officials. The only way they're going to know how we feel and why is if we let them know. And that's what this is about. The Cannonball Run is all about just developing a public awareness, making people understand and educating them about what's going on within the veteran community. and how you can actively go out and tell your elected officials how you feel about it. Now, the rest is up to you. I mean, you can go look at all the studies and research and polls that you want to, but the bottom line is, based upon your own personal beliefs, you have to decide, are you going to sit back and wait, or are you going to get out there and be active and call your local and state and federal politicians and let them know that you would like to see a change. It has been proven that there's a plethora, regardless of what anybody tells you, of research out there about how cannabis affects cancer, how it affects PTSD, how it affects, in our particular personal case, epileptic and seizure disorders. You can look up on Facebook, American Medical Refugees, AMR. You can get a mind-blowing amount of information just by looking through that. You can get testimonials and anecdotal stories from multiple families that have come here. The veteran community in and all alone has a great need for support, in that those people are being denied a medicine that they have discovered will help them. So follow the Cannonball Run. Follow what's going on with that and try to be more aware. All you have to do is have an open mind and be willing to learn. That's not necessarily a terrible thing. I mean, it doesn't matter what it is, whether it's about cannabis or any other thing. If you want to learn, you can. All you have to do is have an open mind and an open heart. You can make your own decisions. For the Cannonball Run, there again, follow them across the country. They're traveling from California to Washington, D.C. So if you're interested in participating in some of their activities, simply look them up and go participate in what they're doing. Support your troops and support the veterans that are doing nothing but advocating for education and change. With that, we're going to take another break here, and I'll be back in just a few minutes. Thank you. Hello again, everybody. This is Jason Hildebrand, coming to you from Millennium Grown Broadcast Network. We're going over the Cannonball Run that's occurring right now, traveling from Los Angeles, California to Washington, D.C. Currently, they're in Denver. They're doing a cook-off. It's a cannabis-infused cook-off with two different chefs, Joey Galino from Magical Butter and Christopher Chef Nugs Kavanaugh from Hollywood. You can listen to a live broadcast of what's happening there on satellite radio station Sirius XM 42. The judges include two of our own, Amy Hildebrand and Wendy Turner, among others. The Cannonball Run is to raise awareness and generate an outspoken nature for those of you who are willing to learn about what it's going to take to get our veterans a natural medicine from cannabis. Comes in many different forms. There's CBD oils and THCs, and once again, there are many different ways for them to receive this medication. The main thing is to open the door for them to do so without being shut out from the VA and other areas. There are many afflictions that they suffer from, including PTSD, pain. There are all kinds of emotional and psychological issues that they're dealing with. And this is a medication that many of them have found helps them overcome that. You can go to Weed for Warriors, Magical Butter. You can simply look up the Cannonball Run on the internet. Just do a simple Google search, and you will find just a whole realm of information out there that that will help you self-educate and develop a whole new point of view about the possibilities that our men and women who have served in the military are able to access and what this is all about. It's not just about them, it's about their families and friends that have supported them and are helping them go through all of the issues that they are. It will also help you to interact with different people that are part of this movement and the issues that are going on here. There are many, many different sectors of the population that have found that cannabis can help them in many different ways, including cancer patients and so on. And that includes our veterans because of the chemicals and just the different traumas that they've been exposed to throughout their tours of duty. And while we are experiencing some difficulty getting our guests in here, we certainly are advocates for their movement. Again, I want to mention some of the sponsors of what they're doing, including Miracle Butter. Let me scroll down here so I can more efficiently tell you. I'm sorry, Magical Butter. American Cannabis Nurses Association, Patients Out of Time, Jays, Veterans for Medical Cannabis Access, VetsForCannabis.org, CannaSafe Analytics, Nanohydrate, Farm Bonds, Santa Cruz Veterans Alliance, Hemp Inc., Emerald Growers Association, House of Jane, Nugshot, Green Tech, Global Broadcasting Network, Time for Hemp, Cincy Chew, among others. I mean, this is an entire convoy, folks, so be looking for them. They are traveling from Los Angeles, California, to Washington, D.C., they're doing many events. Look their webpage up. Look their site up. And there again, you're going to see families, kids, the whole, you know, veterans and the whole nine yards. No reason not to come out and support them. There again, all of us have friends and family that are veterans and or are serving actively. From Denver, they will go to Phoenix, Arizona, and then they will travel a direct route across I-40, looks like, all the way to Raleigh, North Carolina, and then up through Washington, D.C. There is a map on the Cannonball Run 2015, so you can see where they're going to be and when. So if you've got any questions, you can certainly look that up. And be supportive of our men and women that are traveling this route. Once again, folks, this is Jason Hildebrand coming from the Millennium Grown Broadcast Network. We're going to wrap it up here. We're covering, once again, the Cannonball Run, brought to you by Magical Butter. And we League for Warriors, among others. Remember your veterans. Remember the medicine they're trying to get. Look them up. Look up the Cannonball Run. Follow them. If they're coming through your town or anywhere near it, go find them. Meet up with them. Support your veterans. Help them get the medicine they need. From all of us at here, Millennium Grown, we appreciate you listening and hope that you continue to tune in. You can look us up on the internet as well. Looks like we've got one of our judges calling in here at the end of the show. See if we can get her on.
Hi, hello. Sorry,
how
we're running
you?
A little bit late. We're good. We just finished the second course. Chef Nugs and Chef Joey, we just finished up the second course, and it's amazing. I'm trying to bring him a box, honey.
Well, that's all right. We got about 3 minutes and 12 seconds left here. So.
Well, let me have Wendy jump on the line real quick, and she can tell you what she thinks about it. Hold on just a second.
Okay. All right.
Hello, Jason. How's it going?
Oh, all right. I've just been reeling on for an hour about the Cannonball Run and all of the good things that are happening there. So we've got about 2 minutes and 30 seconds left. So.
Well, I will tell you that in that 2 minutes and 30 seconds, what you're doing for the veterans and what these guys are doing out here for the veterans are just, it's just mind-boggling. I am so happy and proud to be part of this organization and to help them get PTSD moved on as a qualifying condition in the state of Colorado and every state across the United States. This is important. The PTSD is not just for veterans. It's for parents like me who's gone through issues with their kid that's traumatic. And it's been said 5 or 6 times tonight here at the Cannonball Run, if a kid can take it, why can't a veteran? Why can't a soldier? He died for us, you know, or he almost did, you know. They fought wars for us, for our freedom. And now we're having to, we have them come home and they don't get any kind of respect at all. They're thrown a bunch of narcotics and said, we don't care. They find something that's benefiting them, and then the society and the legislation is like, no, you can't have that, which is a bunch of crap. So I'm very, very proud to be here representing kids and representing Millennium Grown and, you know, supporting the veterans and their journey, because this is one of the most important journeys that we could be on. I love my kid and I will do anything for him, but this is important too. If not, you know, it is extremely crazy what we're doing to these veterans. But
right.
Anyway, I'm going to let you go. I will have to say, I don't know who I'm going to vote for when it comes to the food, because both dishes were delicious. I ate the whole one, the whole first one. I'm going to eat the next one.
All right, let me do an exit here real quick, and then we'll stay on.
Okay,
this is Jason Hildebrand with Wendy Turner from the Cannonball Run in Denver, Colorado. Apparently, there's some good food and good times going
good
on there, and for a good cause. So,
absolutely.
We hope that everybody continues to listen in. And in the last 10 seconds here, thank you, everybody, and stay tuned.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks, Jason. See you soon.
Thank you, Wendy. Bye. Still there?